The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, sticking with retail, many big chains have decided to return to the idea of the catalogue. With more time being spent at home, the uptake in perusing catalogues has been noted by the industry. One brand was quoted as saying, "It's quite uncomfortable to scroll through 3,000 products on your laptop while you're sitting on the toilet." Liam Geraghty has been finding out more.
Tomorrow we can show you all the toys in the catalogue. They're so cool.
This is Adam. He's four. Like most kids this time of year, there is only one book on his mind.
Like, Adam loves going through the Argos one and looking at, like, the bins and the Hoovers and the desks and things.
Adam's mother, Laura.
And then he likes cutting them up and sticking the pictures onto pages and things.
But the expensive toys are most my favourite. Because, like, police motorbikes, and the one with the police motorbike has motors.
Wow, I bet your mom is delighted about the expensive toys.
Yeah.
It's not just kids who are loving catalogues. It seems they've been making somewhat of a comeback across the board, as Jonathan Zhang, professor of marketing at Colorado State University, says.
You do see a trend of it coming back. You see a lot of the tech-savvy retailers engaged in catalogs, which was kind of surprising.
Amazon even has a catalog.
It gives you what we call a tactile experience. You know, for some people, it also builds legitimacy, right? Because, you know, if you're a company that sends out catalogs, beautifully printed catalogs, it's a signal that you are a financially healthy, robust, high-performing company. People make all kinds of associations about the quality of your company when they see catalogs, right? I mean, catalogs are only going to be as useful as they're beautiful.
And if it all goes horribly wrong, we've always got Argos, yeah? Don't you love Argos? With the laminated book of dreams.
During the summer, Argos announced it would be discontinuing production of its printed catalogue after 47 years.
It's all done and dusted.
Jen Gannon is a pop culture writer.
Argos only came over here in 1996, properly, in Ireland. Before that, back in the 80s and the early 90s, you'd have cousins that had been away on holidays, you know, someone that you knew had been to England, and sometimes they would bring back an Argos catalogue just for you to have a look at. There's always one floating around the house, for sure.
You know why it's laminated, don't you? To catch the tears of joy. So many beautiful things. I cannot possess them all.
I wish more places had them, because I think there was this sense of excitement and purpose, because it kind of signalled the start of something fun. It signalled the start of the Christmas period, where your mum and dad would sit down with a cup of tea and a pen in their hand and start, like, flipping through it and circling things.
And what a thrill it is for them to gaze and hope that their stockings will hold things as good as these when Father Christmas has paid his visit on the most exciting night of the year.
Like, there was a purpose to it, and I love that idea about it. Whereas now, all of that kind of ceremony is lost, where you can just open up a tab on your phone and in 2 seconds you've already ordered something, you know, and it just takes away some of that kind of togetherness to it.
Ian White of White's Auctioneers in Dublin says up until the last few years, they would have put out around 20,000 catalogues a year.
It is somewhere between a book and a magazine. I'm looking at the current one we have here, which weighs nearly a kilo. It's on good quality paper, beautifully produced and lovely colour. And they're almost collectibles in their own right. In fact, some catalogues do become quite valuable as collectibles. If it's a specialist sale, if it's, say, it's a one-owner sale where it's something of record, it's a record of somebody's collection. Like this time last year, we had a major collection of mainly Jack B. Yeats paintings, some of which fetch record sums in excess of 1 million each. And the catalogue for that is very sought after now. It's a collector's piece. I believe somebody told me that they had to pay. There was one somewhere on eBay or something. They paid 50 or 60 euro for it. The issue price was 20 euro.
A Dutch version of the spring-summer 1998 Argos catalogue is currently listed on eBay for 111 euro. One person who won't be flogging his catalogue in a hurry is 4-year-old Adam, who tells me he needs it to tell Santa what he wants.
You have to send to the wish list, and then Santa shows them to the elves, and then the elves puts all the stuff on.
Adam's three-year-old sister Julia joined in to list off toys to me.
Peppa Pig, because my one is not easy for me.
I think you may be Santa now.
All right, okay.
With a basket on my bike.
We'll make sure to get a basket on.
Bye, Liam.
Well, if anyone could morph into Santa, I think that's Liam. He's even got the beard. Liam Geraghty reporting there.